Thank you, and welcome again to another broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Your speaker is Marlon Kilpatrick. We continue today in our series of studies on putting first things first. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 41 and 42, we read of Andrew having found Jesus and going and telling his brother Simon, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. The interesting thing in the scripture says, he first findeth his own brother, Simon. Where better to begin to bring people to Christ than in one's own family? Here is another area where we should put first things first. It should be my first priority in leading people to Jesus to bring my own family to the Lord. Still, this is often a difficult thing to do. It is so easy for family members to reject one's effort to open their eyes to the truth. Perhaps one reason is their knowledge of the way we live. Ladies and gentlemen, may we always live in a way and manner that we can have greater influence with our own relatives. When we lead someone to Jesus, we never know what good this may bring. Think what a blessing it was that Andrew went and told Simon about Christ and brought him to Jesus. You may recall that Jesus told Simon that from then on he would be called Cephas, which means a stone. How prophetic were these words? It was this same Simon who was called Cephas, which we know as the Apostle Peter. It was to Peter that Jesus promised the keys of the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 16 and 19. And this promise was due to Peter's great confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Matthew 16, verses 16 through 19. It is the words of Peter, which the Holy Spirit reveals to us in the second chapter of Acts, that sets forth the gospel as a message to be believed and obeyed in order to obtain the forgiveness of our sins, Acts 2:38 through 47. Yes, he first findeth his brother and brought him to Jesus, and the world has been forever blessed. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so important that we have our priorities in order, that we put first things first, and nothing could be greater than leading one's own family to the Lord, leading your own brother or sister, or leading your own mother or father, whichever the case may be, but leading them to the Lord while you have that time and opportunity. Think it over, my friends. Put first things first in your life, and you'll never regret it. But thanks again for listening.